Everywhere was dressed up. The shops were beautiful. All the shops in Granby Street, it was like a little fairyland. And the town hall square, that's always been decked up, because it is now, isn't it? We used to go round to the Opera House then to look at their pretty lights. But that's how you created your pleasures years ago. You created something in your own mind to do you good. You saw the beauty of the things. To us, it was giving us a bit of pleasure. Christmas, I mean, all the shops used to dress up, and the butchers used to put a pig's head in the window with an orange in its mouth. Do you remember those days?
Wherever you shopped, the old corner shop, when you had your Christmas grocery, as they called it, there was always a present in from them. You didn't have to buy them presents. They used to give you one. I think sometimes it perhaps be a Christmas pudding or a few little groceries in a little cardboard box. Oh, we thought it was great, you know. Oh, got all these chocolates and goodies. You didn't see the like of them only at Christmas.
And right at the top of the steps was the handbag and luxury leather goods department, and I was there. You had to have a certain behaviour. Madam, sir, you didn't say, can I help you? Not until, if they were browsing, then you could say, excuse me, can I help you, sir? Excuse me, can I help you, madam? And a lot of the people we sold to had accounts. It was not often a cash flow, and I learned so much about leather goods.